I'm trying to get harder and tougher mentally and physically every day of my life.
You're either the growth mindset or you're the fixed mindset.
If you're trying to be the best, you need to look at who the best is and see what they do.
Relentless pursuit of progress.
There's a difference between the best and the rest.
Welcome to the Brute Strength Podcast.
Champions are built in the mind first.
Where we interview scientists, world champions, doctors, and experts in just about every area of health and fitness.
What do you care enough about? What are you fascinated enough about to go so deep and learn so much that you'll know more about it than anyone else?
And now, here's your host, Michael Cashew.
Hey, this is Michael Cashew, and today I want to talk to you about a couple different sexual cuisines, fast food sex versus five-star gourmet sex. A couple days ago, I did a podcast with Aubrey Marcus that will come out in a few months, and we talk about a portion of his book called Own the Day that's all about having more sex and better sex. And this term came up that I learned in the Well Fucked Woman podcast. The host's name is Ken Anami. And in that podcast, she talks about a lot of different ways in which people experience pleasure. And she brings up this term, fast food sex versus five-star gourmet sex. So I think this podcast is good for anyone that just wants to have a vibrant sex life. So whether you are struggling in your sex life currently, you're not even in a long-term relationship, or if you're someone that's been in a long-term relationship and things have gotten stale, or if you're in a long-term relationship and things are going incredible and you want to keep it that way or just level up, I think this is good for people of any, if you're in any of those categories. I think it's important to figure out how to have better sex, because the better our sex life is, the more vitality and aliveness we have in general. Our energy levels go up when we're having great sex. It reduces our nerves. It makes us feel, if we're in an intimate relationship, it brings us back to that feeling of deep love and connection. It reduces conflicts in relationship, and probably the most important thing is that it's super fun and it's the most pleasurable thing on the entire planet. And if we don't learn how to do this, if we're not intentional about our sex life, then what I've experienced at different times in my life, and I know so many others have, is you can feel numb. Your energy levels decline, and at least in men, maybe in women, your testosterone levels will decline, which has a host of other effects. You have added stress in your life, probably more conflict with your partner, disconnection, and even divorce. So what is fast food sex and five-star gourmet sex? Fast food sex is the type of sex that usually happens in a long-term relationship, sometimes in short relationships, where it's just kind of business as usual, status quo. You meet in the bedroom, quickly take off the clothes, and just get down to it. It can be fun and pleasurable, but it's not very exciting, and it's not very fulfilling. It doesn't allow you to transcend what's going on in your mind at all. On the other hand, five-star gourmet sex, it can start days before you actually have sex, right? You're texting each other, you're flirting with each other, you're starting to think about the next time you're going to hang out, and this usually is the case in new relationships. You're constantly in this stage of everything's new and exciting and novel, and you're always courting each other. And the longer we're in a long-term relationship, we tend to take each other for granted, and we tend not to kind of play and flirt as much. Five-star gourmet sex can be either spontaneous or intentional, and it is cultivated by things like surprising each other, delighting, and exploring fantasies and exploring each other's sexuality. And some things that I've learned about sex that I think are relevant are that in society, we're taught in movies and by society that sex should always be spontaneous, we think that we're brought up to think that sex should always feel like it does, you know, the first or second time we're with someone, when, you know, it's just as exciting as possible, and we're horny in the spur of the moment, and we're, you know, one person slams the other into the wall, and it's hot and passionate. And it's just not always the case. And I think believing that sex always has to be like that can be a really harmful mindset, because I've never met a couple that has maintained spontaneity every single time for their entire relationship. And if we believe that this is the way that it has to be, then when we don't always feel horny in the moment, we don't feel the spontaneous urge to have sex, then we can think that there's something wrong with us. And I'm here to tell you that that is not the case in my relationship. It is not the case in any relationship I've ever come across. And there are ways to bring back some of that spontaneity, but it is not necessary to always feel that way. I've also learned from a relationship psychologist named Esther Perel that her theory is that one of the reasons, maybe the reason, that the divorce rate is higher than ever around the world is that our sex lives are going down the drain. There are a lot of different reasons for this, but I think the takeaway should be, it makes a lot of sense to be really intentional about your sex life. Don't just think it's either good or it isn't, and you don't have to put any energy into it. It is something worth, it might be the thing in your life worth being intentional about, being creative with, and exploring with your partner. I've also learned that the quality of our erotic life is largely about novelty and variety. So the reason that fast food sex is not fulfilling enough and can lead to a couple having sex fewer and fewer times is because it is not novel. It is this the same thing over and over and over. And the image that comes up into my mind when I think of fast food sex is what I said in the beginning. It's you meet in the bedroom, you immediately take off the clothes, and you know, you get into missionary position or whatever your routine is, and there's nothing exciting or surprising about the entire experience. Adi and I admittedly have an amazing sex life. It is not always spontaneous. It is not always five-star gourmet sex, but it is very fulfilling for me. And I think that it is because of how intentional we are about surprising each other, delighting each other. And this is not something we do every day or even every week, but we are very careful. We're very intentional about putting things on the date, putting dates on the calendar, and making time to really court each other and have exciting experiences. So I have two ways for you here to have more five-star gourmet sex. Number one is just talk about your fantasies together and start to play. You know, you might discover that your partner likes to or has fantasized about dressing up. You can try that. By allowing yourself to express your fantasies to your partner, you might discover some fantasies that were never really conscious to you. Simply having the conversation about what your fantasies are can be exciting and sexual in and of itself. So really explore and express what your fantasies are to each other. And ideally, just start to dip your toe in and start to play around. Realize that this is really just a game that you get to play with your partner. And if you try something and you don't like it, don't do it again, or try it a different way. But what will often happen is you have this really exciting new experience, and it can really add this amazing spark to your relationship. And those times are almost always, if not always, the most pleasurable experiences. When something is new and fresh, it excites us in a way that fast food sex just doesn't. And number two, and one thing I'll mention is that there are thousands of different ways you can have five-star sex. These are just two that have worked really well for us. Number two is put a date on the calendar, or even multiple dates. It can be as frequently as once a week, or as far away as once a quarter if you're just a super busy couple. And I guess set up the space ahead of time and articulate that this is going to be some type of special experience for the two of you. And one thing that we will do is we'll put a date on the calendar, and then one person is in charge. So the person that is in charge can plan the entire event. And if you do this, I really encourage you to surprise, delight, tease, and court each other beforehand. Really go for it. About 6 months ago, we had this awesome experience where we did exactly this, and we put a date on the calendar. I was in charge, and I planned the whole thing. So when the day came, I had littered the house full of these little sexual note cards where I wrote like a few sentences about like a past sexual experience that Adia and I had, and I put them all over the house. And at say 5 p.m., I had someone deliver flowers and a note to her. The note said, pack a bag, a car is going to pick you up and take you to this hotel, and go find the next note in the next room. What I just said was in the final note. So the first note just said, one sexual experience, and go find the note number two in, you know, this place in the house. And so it led her on this little goose chase around the house. The final one said, pack a bag, here's what to pack, go to the hotel. And she gets to the hotel, and all the while she, you know, we talked about this obviously after, she is just giddy, she's excited, and she feels like, you know, we're newly dating again. And she gets to the hotel, and there may or may not have been some toys, some handcuffs, some different things that we had expressed being fantasies of our own. And we just had incredible sex, and we had a phenomenal meal afterwards, and just such an exciting night. And the experience of that not only was so pleasurable in the moment and exciting, but it carried with us in our relationship for weeks or maybe even months after. It just really has a huge spark in your relationship when you do things like this. So those are two ways that you can start having more five-star gourmet sex. And if you want to make this a priority in your life, if you make this a priority, I want you to watch as your sex life just goes through the roof. I want you to watch how that feeling of being the most deeply in love and connected to your partner just stays with you more throughout your relationship and throughout your life. How your energy levels go up in your life, at your work. You'll probably realize that you're calmer and more centered. Sex is an amazing way to regulate your stress. And get after it, guys. I hope this was helpful. If this resonated with you, please reach out to me. Let me know that it had an impact on you. What specifically hit home for you? You can reach me at Michael Kazayoux, Cazayoux, in direct messages on Instagram, and have a great day. This episode is brought to you by Working Against Gravity, or WAG. WAG does one-on-one nutrition coaching to help you lose weight, lose body fat, perform better in the gym, and also just to help you feel more comfortable and confident in your own skin. WAG also trains people to become nutrition coaches themselves and to start online nutrition businesses. So this one is special for me because I am the director of marketing and the president of WAG. My wife started the company about 5 years ago. And what I admire and respect about her and her team most is that the number one value and focus of attention at the company has always been on the coaching service itself. So even after reaching 2,000 members, when they could have focused more on marketing or selling more things, they continue to make the coaching service better and better and better. And that's why so many people get amazing results. I think we have something like close to 1,000 testimonials and transformation photos on our website that you can check out. And such a high percentage of people get amazing results on this program. And that's because the main focus point of attention on of the entire company has been on making the coaching service better. So what you get when you sign up is first and foremost accountability. You get a real human being, an expert on nutrition science and the art of coaching that will be with you every step of the way, holding your hand through the entire process. You get education through our members only knowledge base. You get access to a private members Facebook group. And when you sign up, you'll fill out a questionnaire. We'll get to know you. We'll then pair you with the coach that best suits your personality and your experience. And then they will create a custom nutrition plan. They will send this through our software system Seismic, and week over week, you will communicate with your coach through a weekly check-in. You'll log what you're eating if that's what your coach wants you to do. You will give them a summary each week, and then every single time you check in, they will give you strategies and tips for how to overcome your unique challenges or obstacles in your nutrition. I've been a client myself for many, many years, and I've tried just about every diet in the world, and I can truly, genuinely say that this thing works. This coach is someone that will be in your corner, is supportive, is really rooting for you, and has done this with hundreds or thousands of people before. So whatever your obstacles are, I can almost guarantee that if you're willing to put in the effort and really go after it, then you can get the results that you're after. So again, if you go to workingagainstgravity.com and enter the code BRUTE50, that's B-R-U-T-E 50 at checkout, you'll get $50 off of your first month of membership. Also, if you want to become a nutrition coach yourself because your life has been transformed by nutrition or a nutrition coach, and you just really want to give back and you want to join the digital workforce, then you can join our wait list right now at workingagainstgravity.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Your journey towards better fitness continues. Head over to brutestrengthtraining.com to connect with Michael and his guests. Access links and resources mentioned in this episode, as well as bonus content exclusive to podcast listeners. That's brutestrengthtraining.com.